All right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled podcast with a very special episode.
So, as many of you out there, regular listeners, might be aware, one of our show hosts, the original co-host of mine, Mr. BJ Lawrence, was unable to record an episode this week because he had somebody digging around in his hip to put in a big old hunk of metal to replace his grinding ass bones. Basically, BJ had a hip replacement. If you've been a regular of the show, you know that that's been coming for quite some time. And we didn't have him in the studio because he's unable to move around as freely as he'd like for this first recording. But I'm sure we'll be back with a regular episode later. But we do have this very special bonus episode, so I hope you'll enjoy what we have put together. So here we go.
Life's a binge. Phone Army. Tony in La Mesa.
Hey guys, Tony in La Mesa, long-time listener. I've lost count on the calls. Anyway, congratulations on your new hip. I don't know what's taking so long. I had both my knees done. I was literally carried up into the booth and called a high school football game 1 week after double knee replacement. You can't do a podcast? Seriously? Hey, I'm just messing with you. Obviously, it's great news. You are going to be rejuvenated. Which means kind of rejuvenated and renewed together. Rejuvenated, it's a new word. And you're going to feel better. You're going to have mobility. It's going to be great. I mean, I walked with pain a long time, and the pain going away was great. I can't wait to see you with a nice spring in your step, a little bit of mobility and bounce back, because I like it when you think you can dance as good as I can. But we all know the truth. All right, congratulations on the knee. I'm thrilled that that finally happened, and can't wait to see you show that thing off. Love you, brother. And literally, brother. Bye. Tony, bye.
Hey, guys. Mikey P here. As I'm sure you've already heard, there's not a new episode of Life's a Binge this week. But that's because we got a new host who's been souped up with a $6 billion man. He's going to be amazing. We're going to have awesome shows from now on. The things they did to this guy, it's amazing. But don't worry. Still plenty of chicken in the corn to go around. But seriously, BJ, dude, I'm so happy for you, man. And look forward to doing many, many more shows with you, man. Have a good one.
Hey, Life's a Binge brothers. It's PR Girl Jess here. Although my name should probably be Pretend PR Girl Jess because I'm horrible at my job. PPR Girl Jess here. Anyway, God, I'm dumb. Don't listen to me. I just wanted to hop on the voicemail and congratulate BJ on his new motherfucking hip. Dude, that's huge. I'm so happy for you. And I'm excited to hear stories about how you run circles around these fucking youngins. And I fully expect to see a few videos of some of those sweet dance moves you claim to have. We shall see. Okay. Anyway, Nurse Jess has to come through now just to remind you to be good to your nurses, listen to them because they know what they're doing, and don't miss physical therapy. I hope you're doing physical therapy. Anyway, congrats again. I'm super happy for you. Love ya. Bye.
Hey, BJ, Maddie here. Great job with your new hip. Congratulations. You got through it. You got through the surgery. That's freaking awesome. Now it's time to chill and rest and catch up on some shows and all that. Have a great rest and recuperation time. Have fun and all that. And rock out the dolphin shows with that new hip. You can wiggle around in that volcano song with no more pains. So congrats on that, buddy. All right. Love you. Have fun. All the best to you, Beach. Bye.
VJ, my man, I'm so glad that you finally got your surgery. I hope recovery is going well. My mom had two hip replacements, so I know that it can be touch and go. So if you need anything, just give me a shout. I'll be there for you, brother. I hope you're feeling well this Sunday afternoon. As you can tell, I sound like I swallowed a trombone, so I hope you're doing better than I am. But anyway, man, I will see you soon. Once again, I'm right around the corner. Please give me a call anytime. All right, take it easy, man. Love you, brother. Later.
Life's a bitch.
BJ, hey man, what's going on? Heard you had a successful surgery, and I'm really stoked for you. Just hanging out, having a few beers at my place, wanted to give you a call, and I actually offer you some advice on what to do after your recovery. So I've heard that you're supposed to keep your leg facing forward, the one that you had operated on, face that forward. Apparently that has something to do with, you know, the healing process. And hang on, I'm a little distracted here. Let me change the music here. All right, I'm just gonna switch this, my iPad, a little bit. All right, so you're gonna Shakira, okay. You're gonna make your make sure your operated leg is in front of you as you sit or stand, and I don't know if you're using ice. But you're supposed to use ice and heat. I alternate ice and heat while you're stretching your muscles. You're supposed to stretch for 15 to 20. You know what? I can't concentrate with this. Hang on. All right, I'm not even a big Shakira fan, but okay. All right, I just gotta switch the song really quick. All right, so like I said, 15 to 20 minutes. Come on. I didn't think I had any Huey Lewis on my phone, but okay. Anyway, this will help you have better movement. You're going to also want to reduce the amount of exercise that you do. And if you're in pain, stay active, but don't push it. Come on. All right, hang on a second. I got to... Make sure you're talking to your doctor as... All right. Sorry, dude, I'm sorry. This is really awkward. This is really unprofessional. Let me change the song. Talk to your doctor also about sleep positions that are safe for you and your body type. Mystical? I didn't even think I had any mystical. I think this song came out, what, 2002? Anyway, don't cross your legs for 6 to 8 weeks. And don't bend at the waist beyond 90 degrees. And you know what? I don't. You know, speaking of shaking your ass, it makes sexual activity could also be. I don't know that you really want to go there, but. All right. You know what? Buddy, I'll see you soon.
All right, man. So I threw this together for you because you couldn't be here. And you said you're always excited to hear episodes that you are unable to record. I think there's all of been two of them in the history of the show. And so this one is, it's not a regular episode by any stretch of the means. But it was just for you, BJ. I know other people are going to hear it too, but it's a big shout out to you. We miss you here. We want you to get better soon. And we look forward to recording the next episode with you. I'm sure you're going to have a lot to talk about because you're sitting on your lazy ass not doing anything. So with all of that being said, thanks everyone out there for sending your thoughts over to BJ as well. I'm sure he appreciates it. And if you do want to give a a legitimate shout out, call the voicemail 619-438-0532, or send us an email. We'll make sure to get those over to BJ. That's at lifesabinge@gmail.com. But with all that being said, thanks for listening to this truncated episode with warm fuzzies to our buddy BJ. But let's get out of my garage. All right, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared, and we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow. Ow, wow.
Oh. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.